8th parak of Yom Mishnah Beis. In the previous mission we discussed the incidence of rice of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. Now we're going to discuss the quantity. Person eats a large date, and the size of it, including its pit, which is a little bit more than the size of a beisa, and he has to eat a bechdechilas pras, then he gets karis. We pass him that you eat a drop, chatzi sheir asim letar, it's asim deraisa, but there's no karis unless you eat this amount. That's the reason why sometimes, you know, when a person does not have a need for it, it's recommended that he eats in smaller amounts. We'll discuss this more later, so that he should not eat in one shot a quantity that has a karis. With this big break between one eating and the next, also the two different eatings will not be mistaf, will not combine to be one sheer to mechayv and karis. Hashayitim lay lugmov. A person who fills a drinks a mouthful, which the Gemara says, he puts water into his mouth and he pushes it to one side of the mouth. That amount is, if he fills up after pushing hard into one side of the mouth, that amount is considered Moli Lugmov. Then he is chayv. Now Moli Lugmov obviously is not a set amount, because he has a small person, it's a small amount, a large person, a large amount, and in Chanan it's halacha. It does change. There's a minig in many places that they use the number 40cc, which is an average for some people. It's a little bit more, so it's supposed to be going to churum. But if it's something that looks very small, sometimes 40cc may be even a little bit more than he should be or she should be drinking. Any type of food, salad, that one eats will be stabbed to the sheer of the size of the date. It doesn't have to be a date, and it doesn't even have to be the one type of food. A little piece of bread and a little piece of egg and something else. If the sum total of the shear, and it's that. Cholam mashkim mitzav of malalugma, of also different types of drinks. And mitzaris to the shear of malalugma. But, oichel hashoyseh, ein mitzav. The person eats a certain amount and drinks a certain amount. He doesn't have the full amount of the kesevas of eating or the malalugma of the mouthful of drinking. Even though you put the two together, the eating and drinking, you have enough of one of the two, he is not chayev kares.